Good evening, brothers and sisters in Christ. We are indeed in the perilous times, and many of us may be troubled by all the going ons of wars, rumors of wars, economic distress, pestilences, famine, and iniquity which has abounded. So tonight I have chosen this topic, "Do not be anxious or worried," which the Lord Jesus have spoken to us in the Sermon on the Mount. And he has directed this to his children, the believers of the Lord Jesus Christ. The conflicts in the world, we are not spared, because we are bombarded daily by the media about the terrible goings on in the Ukraine, Russia, Middle East, and we seek the Lord's mercy even as we hear of natural disaster, the calamities which have happened of flooding, typhoon, cyclones, and of all the violence that are going around in the world. But on a personal level, many of us are perturbed by our health. The COVID-19 gave us a little bit of a waking up to realize that pestilences will be around us. And that, Lord, we also have our personal problems in our studies. And at this time, some of our students are in the throes of exams. And after also their problem looking for their future careers. Yes, these are the present troubles which may cause us great concern and worry. Yes, this danger of worldliness, the danger of mammon, danger of being detracted from the worship of God. We fail to look to God. We are always concerned with our personal sustenance, with the daily problems of our life. In my 50 years of work as a doctor, one thing that always allows me to comfort my patients is that when they come in, most of them are worried. They are worried about their life. And I have to remind them, especially the believers in Jesus Christ, that all these things are within God's purview, and he knows our problems. Some of us have been trying to lay up treasures on earth, and then we worry. There is a sermon by Bishop Ryle which says that money is the most unsatisfying of possession. There is difficulty in getting it. There is sorrow in the loss of it. There is guilt in the spending of it. And there is a perplexity of keeping it. Yes, all of us are in danger of being oppressed and be obsessed by the things which are seen. Satan is trying to divert our attention from God so that we are distracted from looking to the cross of Jesus Christ. So we are preoccupied with our daily sustenance, as the Lord Jesus has said in verse 25, "Take no thought, do not worry or be anxious for your life, what you shall eat, what you shall drink, and what you shall wear." Yes, Jesus has told us that the example of the birds of the air, nobody feeds them, nobody clothes them, and yet they survive, and yet they search for their own food. And the Lord has provided for all the birds of the air. Yes, one verse, one phrase I'd like you all to always remember, because Jesus says here, "Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet," this is the word, "your heavenly Father." As believers of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are children of the living and true God. And we have a Heavenly Father who loves us And that is why Jesus, when he taught us the Lord's the prayer, that our Father, which art in heaven. And what a touching comment by Jesus regarding the parable of the prodigal son. How a father is longing for his prodigal children to return back to him. Yes. So Jesus says in verse 27, which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto the stature? Cubit is 18 inches. Can you be 18 inches taller, which is an impossibility? Whereas you think of, you want to lengthen your life by another year, 2 years. Yes, King Hezekiah pleaded with God that he wanted to extend his life. And he cried unto God, and God gave him extra life on earth. But God told him to take care of his house, to keep his house in order. Yes. Secondly, he goes on not only on the fowls of the air, but he also talked about the lilies of the field. Oh, I wish that you all would enjoy all the flowers you see in Singapore. We are a garden city. And all this, although there are people tending to it, yet many of the wildflowers throughout the world, nobody waters the plant, nobody puts a fertilizer, and yet they are so beautiful. And therefore, God has provided for these flowers for our enjoyment. And that is a beautiful hymn. This is my Father's world. Yes, our Father, his heaven has taken care of the lilies of the field, the birds of the air, and yet the grass of the field. Oh, if you go into other countries where the hills, where the luscious green grass, oh, you will be amazed that there was no grass cutter, but yet it's so well trimmed and very healthy looking. Then the verse 30, this is another phrase I want you to bear in mind and underline in your Bible. And wherefore, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you? O ye of little faith. Yes. Firstly, Jesus reminds all of us that we are children of the living and true God. We have a heavenly Father who cares for us. And he says that here, if we all have worries and doubts, we are therefore have little faith in them. We have little faith. So remember the other verse, which the verse 32. Why do people have all these anxious work thoughts, all this worry? Is because they do not know God. They do not know Christ. So these are the heathen, the non-believers. They always are more preoccupied with the daily living. They are preoccupied with the almighty dollar. And they have no more thoughts beyond that. So your verse 32 says, all these things do the Gentiles seek. Your heavenly Father knoweth. God knows that you have need of all these things. But first, you always must remember you not to lay up treasures on earth and then worry. Yes, some of us try to accumulate wealth. And now in the newspaper, it's many times said how they want to save up for their retirement and how they want to make the first million. Yes, then they have worry how to keep the money, how to not to lose it to inflation. Yes, they have all these worries because thieves break through and steal, whether it's by scammers or by actual robbers in your house. But remember, God says that you are not to worry over these earthly matters. You are to commit everything to the Lord so that you do not allow Satan to distract you from God. There are so many of us, I have gone through this phase, unable to make ends meet. I used to hear my mother crying each night, how she was worried that she cannot take care of four children and herself. Yeah, can't make ends meet. Yes, yet God provided for us. And so since 1955, when my father passed away, we all have been adequately provided for. We have our daily bread. Now, do not be preoccupied with your daily sustenance, because if you do, you may sound like a Gentile or a heathen. Yes, in Matthew 13:22, where Jesus gave us the parable of the sower, and the seed fell on among thorns. And what happened? The thorns grew up and choked the seed, the plants, and they could not be fruitful. So the verse in Matthew 13:22 says, the cares of this world, the worries of this world, the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and we as believers become unfruitful. Yes. You know, when you have worries and cares, our medical diagnosis is very easy. You will get headaches, you will get ulcers, you will get insomnia, and insomnia will lead to depression, and you get high blood pressure. All these are physical damage to your health from worry. But what is our believer's confidence? I told you to pay attention to the verse, Heavenly Father, He knows that you have need of all these things. So He also mentioned little faith. I always love to explain to my patients, about those who are believers, about the incident where the disciples were sleeping and there was a storm. And then when he woke up, they cried out to Jesus, Master, don't you care for us that we are going to sink? Secondly, Peter, he saw Jesus walking on the water in another incident. And he said, Lord, call me to go up to you. And when he was walking towards Jesus, what happened? He saw the wind and the waves, and he began to sink. And he says, Lord, save me. And the Lord says, where is your faith? Where is your faith? Yes, dear friends, how do we improve from the little faith? We have a Heavenly Father, but we have little faith. So we should ask the Lord, Lord, increase our faith. Peter, towards the end of his career as an apostle, when his time was up to go back to heaven to be with Jesus, he gave us this wonderful passage in 2 Peter chapter 1. He said, add to your faith virtue, knowledge, temperance, which is self-control, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, and charity. Your saving faith, which you have when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you believe that His precious blood will wash away all your sins. But your faith must go beyond that, beyond saving faith, so that you are able to master the toils and the stresses and strains of this life. So, finally, Jesus closes with this verse here. Verse 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Oh, do not be perturbed or disturbed. Do not be anxious or worried. But remember, your Heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things, and He will supply it accordingly. Psalmist said that I've been young and I'm old, and I've never seen the children of God begging bread. So I want you all to take confidence that we have a Heavenly Father, and even though our faith is small, like a mustard seed, we have little faith, yet we cry out to God, Lord, increase our faith. And therefore, you must never forget that your faith must extend beyond saving faith. So seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I want you all to turn to Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. And the Apostle Paul also had his worries, and his members of his church also had worries. So he quoted to them this verse, Philippians 4, verse 6. Be careful for nothing. Do not be anxious or worried about anything. but in everything by prayer. That's why we have prayer meeting and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. And then the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Yes, dear friends, we have a wonderful Savior. We have a loving, merciful Father who will provide for everything that we need. Before we even ask, He knows what is we need to have. So therefore, Jesus closes with verse 34. Take therefore no thought for the morrow. Don't worry about the future. Yes, the future is bleak. There's problems of international conflict. There is problems of economic distress. And then the climate change will always be there with us. And therefore, there is always a threat of nuclear war. And of course, this climate change causing such havoc in the world. But He says, take no thought for the morrow, for the future, for the morrow shall take care of the sins of the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Let each day's trouble be enough for that day. Don't dwell upon all that is negative. Look positively to our Heavenly Father and always ask God, increase our faith. Let's close with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I come before Thee, thanking Thee that You have called us out of darkness, brought us into Your marvelous light, and that, Lord, You have provided for us an access into Your Holy of Holies, that, Lord, we can be washed by the precious blood of Christ and be reconciled to Thee. What a joy and a privilege to be able to call Thee Abba, Father. So, Lord, amidst all the troubles in the world, amid all the personal difficulties we are having, Lord, may we never forget that You are in heaven watching over us and caring for us and providing for us. Thank You, Father, for Your precious word. May Thou hide these words in our heart that we might not sin against Thee. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.